Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller, joined by Tress Collins. We're going to be with you for the next hour, sharing all the glory of the mortgage world with you.
Woo-hoo.
All the things you want to know about your home purchase, your home refinance, your home equity loan.
Maybe some things you didn't want to know.
Maybe an FHA loan, a VA loan, a jumbo loan, a USDA loan. We want to help you make some decisions about your finances for you and your family. And we have a text line that you can ask your questions for. You can ask your questions for Tress, and then Tress will read your questions, and we will come up with an answer for you. And it's a great idea because you can do it stress-free. But you can't do it Tress-free because Tress is going to ask your questions. So you're going to have Tress involved with your questions. So make sure you text us at 972-387-4600. We'll get to those questions. A lot of things going on in the mortgage world, rates bouncing up and down. I've realized, Tress, that most of the world doesn't really know what's going on in the mortgage world, and they're not supposed to. You know, we're supposed to. And everything, you would think with technology, you would think with the internet and things moving at the speed of light, you would think that news would get out sooner. I mean, what I mean by that is I started reading on last Sunday and Monday that mortgage rates once again hit their all-time lows. Well, actually, they had come up for three straight days, and they were nearly an eighth to a quarter off their all-time lows. They were higher than that because they were 4 or 5 days late in their reporting. Maybe a week ago Tuesday, they were at their all-time lows, but then they came up for about 5 or 6 straight days. Now they've reversed course the last couple of days, and they've come back down the last couple of days. And so you'll probably hear that rates are back up, and actually they've moved slowly back down. So you got to be careful what you're hearing in the on the intersphere. We are here in the mortgage world, and we can tell you what's going on right now. And mortgage rates are still right there where they were nearly all last year. When we say all-time lows, that means the lowest. We're bouncing around down in the gutter of the lows of the mortgage rates. So make sure you get some of that gutter, you know. We all like living there, especially on the weekend. Get out our tailgating apparatuses and start doing all the things we're going to do here in the next few weeks. But you can get that rate refinanced now. You can get one of the best rates you've ever seen with TexasLending.com. We've been around for 20 years. Just started our 21st year incorporated here in DFW. Helping people all throughout Texas and other places in the Southeast. Make sure you call us today. Again, that text line is 972-387-4600. We're here with Tress Collins. Tress, what's going on?
Hey. Oh, you know, lots and lots of stuff. Lots of stuff.
Lots and lots.
Lots and
That's
lots.
That's more than lots.
It is more than lots. Yes. Well, today is my oldest son's birthday. He turns 27.
27. Tress yes. just aged herself.
I did.
Back when marriage was still legal at 14, Tress had a baby, right?
No. Oh, my God. No, I was 24 when I had him. If you really want to age myself, there you go. I don't care. I don't care.
Tress doesn't care.
I don't care. I enjoy birthdays. I enjoy getting older. I am that odd person out, but I do. I am like, I'm so grateful. I can't wait to turn 55 and start getting my senior discounts.
Now,
yes.
The thing is, you... we're going to be cooking last week. Think about your steak you guys were going to cook all last weekend.
It was so good.
You guys went out and cooked steak. It was good.
It was so good.
Okay. You're a big foodie, And a birthday person.
Yes.
So a birthday with food, and you'd be just the best person to be around.
Oh, we so do that. Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yes. All right. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah. Did I say the steak was so good? Because it was.
Are you a breakfast person? Or because breakfast is pretty simple. Splash some eggs on there. You know, a little syrup on whatever doughy product you have, and then you have breakfast, right?
I guess.
Some bacon or whatever else, right?
Sure.
So is that how you do breakfast? You don't make your own sausages. You don't make your own bacon, right?
No, but I am a breakfast person.
All right.
Love doing breakfast. Oftentimes, I'll eat leftovers for breakfast. Like this morning, I had leftover salmon and rice and broccoli. Very, very good.
Salmon somehow made its way into breakfast, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone could use some more salmon, the good salmon, whatever. I don't know. I know that they say that the farm-raised salmon is bad, but I don't really know how to tell if it's really farm-raised or not farm-raised. It's kind of like organic or not.
You can tell by the color of the salmon.
Well, they can always throw the pink in there. They can always, you know.
Yeah. But I do like to make homemade waffles.
Homemade waffles.
Buttermilk pecan waffles.
Well, we just got everyone hungry. Yes. And hopefully you're hungry for some mortgage world, mortgage business, mortgage savings. We want to help you save that money. And I know a lot of you have home equity. Your home's gone up in value, but your debts have gone up as well. And there's a lot of stress right now with the different scarings that are coming our way from the media every day. And regardless of your feelings about those scarings, it's affecting the business world. And you might affect your business, and it might affect your personal business, and it might affect your psyche, and you might have debts you want to get rid of. Let's get rid of them with a nice low rate. Let's find a way to get your rate as low as we can with the lowest closing cost we can at TexasLending.com. We want to answer your questions for you. So here's how you do it. You want to text us your current interest rate on your house if you're trying to refinance or get home equity. Your current rate, your current home value, your current loan amount. So you have a current amount you owe on your home and a current home value, and you have a current rate, along with your credit score. So there's four things: your rate, your credit score, your home value, and what you owe on it. And now we'll tell you how much money you might be able to save, how much money you might be able to get out and cash out of your house to pay off your debts. And with credit card rates, who knows where they are, 15, 20, some people at 25% on credit card rates, you might be able to drop those rates by 90%. And consolidate those debts into a lower rate vehicle. We can do that for you here at TexasLending.com. We are the cash out experts. I've been doing them since 1998. Our company's been doing them for a long time. We do a lot of them. We do them well. We do them fast. And a lot of the companies just don't do them because they don't want to mess them up. And if they mess them up, they have a lot of losses. So we do them well. We do them in our sleep. And we can help you with your cash out refinance. And one of the lowest refinance rates you're going to find. If you're a veteran, you're going to get the lowest refinance rate as a veteran you're going to find anywhere. Make sure you contact us today. All right. So, Tress, you can also ask about your home purchase. There's just three criteria. How much money do you make? How much money are you going to give Tress of that money you make?
I like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, how much money do you make? What is your current credit score, and what's your down payment going to be? And we'll tell you how much home you might be able to afford, what your payment might be, before you have to go to Google, before you have to go searching everywhere. Search with an easy text to 972-387-4600, and we will get on top of that for you. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba's not with us this week.
No, he's in Hawaii.
He was in Vegas. Now he's in Hawaii. And he's just traveling all over the place. It's hard to imagine. He's still finished, I think, the top three of loan officers here at TexasLending.com out of 70 loan officers. He was able to finish in the top three despite his travels and his golf. And he's just been doing it a long time. And, you know, when people who've been doing things a long time, they just seem to get things done.
Yeah.
For example, we had boxes in our house. And I asked my son to break down the boxes.
Mm.
Now, you would have think I asked him to make a rocket ship to go to the moon.
Yeah.
He had never broken down a box before, and I wasn't going to tell him how. I came back a half an hour later, and he was still working on the first box. Could not figure out. I gave him some scissors. I said, break down the boxes. And he was cutting the boxes up.
Yeah.
And he didn't. So then I showed him once, and I came back later, and he was still trying to figure it out. And
yeah,
painstaking. Now, this is just breaking down a box. Imagine if you're trying to get a home loan done with all the intricacies and the inner workings and the different different anxieties that go on in that. A person like Inappropriate Uncle Bubba has been doing this for 20-some years, and he's going to be able to look at it and just make a quick decision on it. So you can make sure you're working with experts here at TexasLending.com. We're going to be able to break down your mortgage loan faster than my son can break down a box with scissors.
He's not the only one. I went through the same experience with a couple of my kids, too. It's like, take this outside, break it down, and put it in the recycle bin. Like, break it down. Like, yeah, break down the box. What does that mean? Like, take the box apart, you know, make it so that it's flat. And then same thing. They just couldn't figure it out. They're out there ripping it and trying to tear it. And it's like, oh.
My dad and my grandfather, my grandfather who's no longer with us, my grandfather once told my dad to go down to the shed. And he wanted him to fix something, and he told him to go down there and find the elbow grease and put some elbow grease into it. And so my dad came back a half an hour later and told my grandfather he couldn't find the elbow grease.
So, how appropriate.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. And so that's you know, kids who are just trying to figure things out, and you know, they just popped into this world. They don't have all the articulations and things, and I wouldn't say that a lot of us do. Mm. A lot of us don't know what's going on out there, but we can help you with your home loan. That's nice and easy, and people who've been doing it for a long time. So get a hold of us, the TexasLending.com team. We have a home purchase team, 24 of them that just do home purchases. They're going to help you get pre-approved. They're going to help you meet your closing date. They're going to do all things home purchase. They're going to get you over to our home, our real estate company, right? DMIL Real Estate and the TDT team. They can help you. They can help you get your home purchase done. And we have the DMIL group has a few dozen realtors now going on. So make sure you get in touch with us, and we're going to help you get your home purchase done. And we can get you to our real estate team. And shortly, we're going to have our own title company. And so we're going to have our title company working with you. And you can also get the best homeowner's insurance. A lot of you are overpaying for your homeowner's insurance, and you don't know it. And your company's not going to tell you. So when you call us for your mortgage, we're going to send you over to a good review of your homeowner's insurance. You can save money on your mortgage. You can save money on your real estate through the TDT team. Everyone who does a loan with them, not just through us, but anyone who does a loan through DMIL Real Estate, you're going to be able to get yourself a discount on your real estate. So that's just through our team. And so make sure you get those discounts and call TexasLending.com. Tress is raising your hand. You got to say ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Tress.
Okay. So if somebody's looking to buy a home in, say, Oklahoma,
do they do a loan with us?
Yes, but can they find a realtor in Oklahoma for y'all too?
Yes.
Oh, boom.
We can refer out our realtor friends to other real estate companies, and we can refer that to you. And yes.
I asked that personally. My stepdaughter and my son-in-law are looking to buy a home in Oklahoma.
Did you say your messed up daughter?
Stepdaughter.
I thought you said your messed up daughter. You said your stepdaughter.
My stepdaughter. Well, I mean, she might be messed up here and there, but aren't we
my
all?
My stepdaughter and messed up daughter.
And my son-in-law.
They sound exactly the same. My stepdaughter and messed up daughter.
Yeah, well, I guess I said it kind of fast. That's
okay.
My bad.
All right.
Yeah. My step.
I was going to say that birthday party that you guys are putting on might not be the same depending on how that is, the emphasis of the words that you put.
I know, right? Words, they matter. They really do.
Well, Tressa says we're going to take a break.
Yes,
right?
We are.
And you can get your questions in for your mortgage. Now, get them in now. Start it now. I know a lot of you are going back to school. A lot of things are going on. But get your loan going now. You can do it stress-free. You can call a loan officer this morning. They can get your loan in process. By Monday, you're saving money by us working on your loan and getting it processed so you can get that loan closed and get cash out or buy that home loan. VA loans, jumbo loans. We have some of the best jumbo rates around. Make sure you get in touch with us. Text us now, 972-387-4600. We're going to come back and start answering your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. TexasSunning.com Mortgage Show. I'm here with Tress, and the things we talk about during the break. Tress is sharing with me her, what do you call those things?
The Color Street nail polish.
So they are press-on nail
polish.
Polish, not yes. Press-on nails, but so yes. Can you do press-on nails with nail polish? So there's press-on nails and there's press-on nail polish. Can you just do press-on nails with nail polish on them?
It's a fine question to be sure, but I've never done press-on nails, I don't know.
Well, we can't help you there, but we can help you with your mortgage. So let's get your questions going. We are just starting out on that. You can make sure you start at 972-387-4600. You can call our office there. We have loan officers here now, the hardest working people. Your loan officers you can trust, the ones that will call you back, are the ones that show up on Saturday morning to work to do your home loans. They know you can call them on Saturday, they're going to be there. You can call them during the week, they're going to be there. 972-387-4600. This is important stuff. When you call our office, a live person will answer your phone call. If you call now, a live person will answer. It's not going to go to, unless there's too many of you who call at one time and it overloads our operators. But if you call at any time, you're going to get a live person answering. And then you're going to talk to a loan officer. You can work on the weekends for you. They're going to call you back. And they're going to know how to do Texas cash outs. And you're going to get the best rate you're going to find anywhere in Texas. And if it's not, we're going to match it and beat it. So make sure you call us and say, hey, if someone gave me a better, we're going to match it and beat it if it's a better deal. We expect it to be the best deal, but if it's not, we're going to match it and beat it. Tress.
There you go. All right, questions up. Here we go. 680 credit score, combined income 275, $25,000 down payment. How much home can I afford?
Well, considering every home that's being bought in the DFW area is offering $60,000 over the list price,
I don't even know
if you're going to be. You might have to move out somewhere. Who knows? Out there in Uvalde, Texas or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
West Texas?
To find somewhere. Southwest Texas. Now, listen, the income is solid there, $275. They must be a bus driver out in California or something. Where, anyway, the $275,000 is a lot of money. So you're going to be able to afford, $1 million house if you want to. Based on your income. And with your $25,000 down, though, with a 680 score, that's going to be one of your factors there. If you pull your scores and your middle score is under 680, that has a big impact on mortgages versus over 680. So if your score is 700 or 720 or 740, you're going to have a much better rate scenario than if you have a 679. So 680 is a precarious score. If you can get yourself on your scores, know it's going to be a little bit higher. That'll help you in your rate scenario. On the home buying scenario, you're going to be able to afford, a $7,000 house payment, actually more than that. You can afford, in terms of being pre-approved, for a $10,000 house payment. I don't know if you want to spend $10,000 of your hard-earned money every month towards a mortgage, but that's what you might be able to get approved for. If you want to get yourself into... with that down payment, if you're thinking of a 5% down loan, then $500,000 would be the sales price, and you'd have 5% down. That's your $25,000 down payment. And so that's going to be very comfortable within getting approved. I don't know if it's going to be comfortable for you. Everyone's comfort levels are different. So if you can get yourself a $25,000 down payment, and some of you might not want to use all your money for down payment as well. There's also 3% down payments for first-time buyers, so you can get a 3% down payment. But there's all kinds of options for you. Just know in that price point, between $200,000 and about $450,000, there are bidding wars, literal wars out there. And rocks, paper, scissors isn't getting it done. So there's bidding wars. People are offering $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and you think, I'm going to win that bid. I put $50,000 above asking price, and then someone comes in with more. So there's all kinds of things going on. If you're a realtor, you understand it. We're going to have to get our realtor team on here next week. We'll make sure we call the TDT team and get them on the show, have them start sharing what's really going on in the home world. They are out there. Some of you are putting 10 contract offers out for houses, but there are 50 offers on every house. So if you're losing your contract offers, you're putting 10 contracts on 10 houses, well, you're only one out of 50 bids on each house. So it's real.
Yeah.
It is real. The struggle exists.
It's kind of a beatdown.
Make sure you get in touch with us at TexasSunny.com, though, for that pre-approval, because that's going to be important when it does come to that offer. We can tell you if you can offer, you can offer more, if you can get more. That number is 972-387-4600. Call now. We have loan officers here now. Before your day gets starting, it's going to get away from you. You know it. You're going to forget where your keys are in 15 minutes. So you'll forget to call us later in the day. So call us now while you're thinking about it. Get it off your list. Get the loan going at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply on TexasLending.com. Tress, we have questions.
We do.
You have questions. We have answers.
I have questions. You have answers.
Chris has questions. I have answers. Go ahead.
Okay. Listening to your radio show, Wim, thank you so much for listening. 3% current rate, 404,000 balance, 500 to 515 estimated value, 784 credit score, paying PMI, and they want out.
They want out. Well, the good news is for all of you out there, when you refinance on a conventional loan and when your refinance closes and your new loan is 80% of the value of your home or of the appraised value or less. So we'll have an appraiser go out there and they'll get it appraised. This person says their home is worth 500 to 515. If it appraises at 515, okay, call it 510, and it says they owe 404. So as long as the new loan is 80% of 500 some thousand or less, you're going to get rid of that PMI. So that's the good news. That's a lot of money, especially on a $400,000 balance. That PMI that person's paying is somewhere near 1%, okay? It's somewhere near 1% of the loan amount. So it's going to be give or take. Everyone has a different PMI situation depending on your equity that you had in your house when you closed it, your credit score, and other factors. And the different insurance companies have different PMI rates. So anyway, everyone has a different one. This one's going to be somewhere near 1%, and depending on how much money they had in the house originally. So they have a great score. A 784 score is just dandy. And so
dandy,
which is the word of the day. We're using that word later today. You have to use that word tonight during your birthday party.
I will.
Or tomorrow. So the dandy score of 784 is going to get you the best rates. They have a nice loan size. They can even get a zero closing cost loan. Their current rate is 3. Here's my suggestion. Look at a 20-year mortgage. You might be able to find it somewhere around 2.5 with very little closing cost. I was looking yesterday, and we have 20-year mortgages down around 2.125 on yesterday's rate sheet. 2.125 on this loan here is possible. Now, if you want low closing cost, it'll be closer to 2.5. But you can try to get a zero closing cost loan in the mid-2s here on this loan. Go to a 20-year, drop the rate, get rid of the PMI, and then give me a call, and we'll go have a cup of coffee and celebrate your winnings.
Woohoo, and everything will be dandy.
And it'll be all dandified. Make sure you call us, 972-387-4600. That's the text line. Text us now. When you text us, we will answer your questions. We will help you with your home purchase, your refinance. You heard it. They just all share with you the ideas. You had to have your score, your rate, your home value, and what you owe. That's for cash out and refinances. And if you want to buy a house, your current income, your credit score, and your down payment. Now, that one person, we didn't really tell them how much their payment would be if they got that $500,000 house,
mm-hmm.
if they put that 5% down. But they're probably going to have a payment somewhere around $3,000 a month, somewhere in there, when it all gets said and done. And I tell you what, you know, you can get a decent house for $500,000.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of rooms, and you can live happily ever after, if that's such a thing. If it still exists.
It exists. It's
yeah,
out there.
It's harder to find these days, but it's out there. No. You just have to turn off the news, and your life can be happy. Okay, Tress.
All right. I think we have time for this question. How does a new home build loan work when I have a home I need to live in until construction is done on a new home? Down payment and closing costs on the new home would be tied up in the sale of my current home. That's a really good question.
So they live in a house, and this construction of the new home. Now, there's different new builds. There's people who hire a contractor to go out. Someone buys land, and they say, go out of my land and build a house. That's different than a builder buying land and a builder building a house on the land that they own, then they sell you the house, right? Hmm. If you go to a new neighborhood, all the builders have bought the different lots,
right?
And they've divvied it up between different builders. And then the builder builds the house, and you go look at their model home, and they have cookies in there, and they have apples, and they have incense smelling, and they have soft music playing. As if you're going to do that, you have enough energy to do that every week, have cookies and apples and soft music and incense smelling it all the time.
That's why I don't want to do that job.
Yes.
No, I don't have time for that.
You should have people who just come into your house and do that for you every day.
It's right.
Make it smell like a new house. Anyway. Hmm. If you're going to be going out there and having a new builder neighborhood, that's different than if you're going to build a house on your own land. I don't know the scenario here, but you're currently in your house and you have to sell your house, right? And you're thinking, I need to sell this house before I can move into the new one. Well, if you're pretty sure that new home is going to get built and get done, there's an idea that you might be able to pose to people where you sell your house. And then they let you rent it for a month while you get to move out, while the new home you get to move in. And so you do the home purchase, and then they say the move-in date is this. So let's say you want to move, you sell it on August 31st, but the move-in is going to be September 15th or September 3rd. So you got to get your other home sold. And so some people, if you intend to buy, here's the factor here that hit me is, the closing costs and the down payment are going to be tied up in the sale of their existing home.
Right.
So, see, they can't just go and buy the new home, okay, then sell their home and then move in. They can't even buy the new home until the first one gets sold. So go sell your house. You might be able to rent it for 3 months. You might have to put all your stuff into storage for a month and rent, you know, live in an extended stay.
Right.
Okay, so you go move your stuff. You get a moving company. They locally here. They got your stuff for 3 weeks until your other home is complete. You got your first one sold. The other one gets completed. But when you sell your new one, you get the mover to box up all your stuff. It's going to be in the truck, okay? And they're going to put in. We have them put it in crates. Then they can just move the crate into their storage for a couple weeks while you live in an extended stay, and then
they finish their house.
That those are different options. There are other ways to do it. There are tents. You can live in a tent somewhere. You can get a camper. You can always
you can rent an RV.
You can live in an RV. Yeah, you can do that. You can call your neighbors and ask them if they'll let you and your dogs come over for a couple of weeks. Mm. There's all different kinds of options. We're just here to help. Make sure you call us at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com now. Loan officers are here working on Saturday. Get it done now before the football season starts, before your kids are back in school. Get it started now so when all the mayhem comes to an end, you can be assured that your loan is getting ready to close. Make sure you call us at TexasLending.com. Go online and apply. Okay, trust is saying we got to take a break. We have questions coming in. Get your question in now so we can get to it when we come back from the break. The question line is 972-387-4600. Yes, that's the same number that you can call us, and we'll be happy to help you. 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller and Tress Collins with you every weekend. And then inappropriate Uncle Bubba is usually here, but he is out traversing the world. And we'll be back with us shortly with tales, hopefully that they are appropriate tales, so we can share them with you on the show.
Well, I don't know. When you go to Hawaii, sometimes what happens in Hawaii doesn't always stay in Hawaii.
Yeah, well.
Aloha.
What's up with you, Tress? What's going on with your questions over there?
Oh, you know, we have a lot of questions.
The questions pouring in.
Yeah.
But we appreciate the pour. and we appreciate you and enjoying our show this morning. We're having a little breakfast talk. We're having a little mortgage talk.
Yes.
And Trust, you said you're having a birthday party.
Yeah, tomorrow.
What are you guys going to do for that birthday?
You know, we still don't know. We don't even know what time we're getting together. We've all been so busy. Oh, well, and on top of that.
That's the way I like it.
I know. Well, my son who's having a birthday.
Too much planning, you know.
His truck is like, it's snickering out on him. And the transmission's going out. He's had this truck for a long time. So he's actually out today looking to buy another vehicle, bless his heart. Not what he wants to do. Not in his financial plan. He starts his master's program at, you know, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And this is just like, Mom, this was not in my game plan. I'm like, honey, welcome to life.
Yeah,
all
life.
These things happen that are
life.
Not
life. I know.
Plan.
They spend so much time not thinking about anything. And then when you ask them to think, they say, why are you making me think? Okay.
I know, right?
Next question, please.
All right.
Start it now.
Here we go. $110,000 a year, 620 credit, and $6,000 down. Any idea if you could help? And if so, approximately how much could we afford? And they are also a first-time homebuyer.
You know, with your 620 score immediately screams FHA, unless you're a veteran. You have a $110,000 income, so you can probably afford easily $3,000 a month. When in terms of when I say afford, I mean get approved for $3,000 a month mortgage payment. With your income. So $3,000 a month mortgage payment, you can probably get yourself. The thing is, you have $6,000 down. So the typical mortgage on FHA is 3.5% down. And so with a 620 score and 3.5% down, you might be able to find yourself $150,000 mortgage somewhere in there. You're going to have some closing cost in there. The question is, can you find a $150,000 mortgage these days? Can you find a $150,000 house in this world? And so that's going to be your biggest challenge. Now, there's also conventional 3% down loans, but you're going to need to have a higher score for you to be able to get that 3% down. You can also put 5% down on conventional. Your best rates, though, on this are going to be under the FHA scenario, rates in the twos with that 620 score. You can still get rates in the twos. And you can still find... your biggest challenge is going to be finding a home somewhere. It's going to be, call it $175,000 and less. That's what you're going to have to find with that down payment. So they exist, yes. You're going to have to find it. You have to search, and you're going to have to get pre-approved. So make sure you call our office at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. And I want to tell you, if you do get a $150,000 home, your payment's going to be closer to $1,000 a month. It's not going to be $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have, you know, imagine a world where you have a living arrangement where your living costs are very inexpensive and you have a bunch of other money for investing for retirement someday, for investing in having good food and good clothes and traveling. And it's not just all tied up where you are house poor. We want you to be able to have a good existence and have low stress, which means you can afford other things in your life, not just your house.
Mm-hmm.
So about $1,000 a month for a $150,000 house. You know, if you get yourself a $300,000 mortgage, you're probably going to pay a couple thousand, $2,200 a month. So there are options for you. Make sure you call us. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com. Tress.
Okay. Hi, my name is Prince Ray. I am 69 years old. I am still working. I make approximately $72,000 a year. My wife is retired but has minimum income, Social Security of $1,300 per month. We owe approximately $48,000 left on our home. Our current rate is 7.23. We're trying to figure out what's best to do to make repairs to the home and have money left for bill consolidation. What would be best? Refinance, cash out loan, or reverse mortgage? Zillow has our house appraised at approximately 216, and my credit score is around 740.
So that's a lot of information for the people out there. Let's just say we know that the home is worth 216, okay, and they owe $48,000. So how much money would Prince Ray have for getting cash out? You can get up to 80% of the value of your home. When you close this loan, the new loan can be up to 80% of the value. And so you're going to be somewhere around $170,000 would be the maximum loan amount here. Okay, so I'm not saying you have to get that. I'm saying that would be that is what your maximum would be, around $170,000. Okay, depending on what that thing appraises at. So the difference between $48,000 and $170,000 would be what you could get out for cash. So it looks like you have $122,000 of cash available. Some of that might be used for closing costs, unless you want to go with the lowest closing cost scenario, which you can arrange. So which would be best? I don't know which is best. You have to look at all the different options. you know, if you want to do home improvement and then pay off some bills, you can do this all in one fell swoop, depending on how much home improvement you want to do. But that fell swoop can be done with a mortgage cash out refinance, a home equity refinance. That's what we can do because we're a mortgage company. So we can do that for you. So your income should be just fine based on what I'm hearing. You should be able to qualify for that for no problem. You can get out, if you owe 48, maybe you want to get out 60,000 to do this work and pay off your bills. Maybe you want 80,000. I don't know how much you need to pay off all these bills, but I do know your rate's at 7.23. which is awful high.
That's high.
And you might be able to get yourself, you might find that your new payment is actually similar to your payment now. But, you know, Prince Ray is 69. And Prince Ray might say, I don't want another 30 years of mortgage. So Prince Ray might say, I want to get a 15-year or 20-year mortgage. And so we can look at both of those for you. A 20-year mortgage might be an option.
What about a reverse mortgage?
A reverse mortgage is also an option. At Prince's age. And so at Prince's age, a reverse mortgage is an option where they don't have to be paying back the mortgage. They don't have to pay back the principal and interest monthly. It will be paid back eventually when they pass away. Okay. So as long as they're living in the house, though, and as long as they're both living in that house, Prince Ray can get a reverse mortgage also. But the amount that they can get out is not 80% of the value of the house. They might be able to get 65% of the value of the house or 60% of the value of the house. And same thing, though, but they wouldn't have a principal and interest payment every month. They would just have they'd still be paying their taxes and insurance. Mm-hmm. So there's the reverse mortgage and there's the home equity cash out refinance. Both are doable options. Call our office today, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at texaslending.com.
Okay, I think we have time to answer this before the break. I am finally ready to start.
Finally
ready to start looking for my first house. That's dandy. How do I find out what my FICO score is? I believe I need to start here before I look at anything else. I am a veteran. Thank you for serving.
You are a lucky person because we have the best VA rates in all of the land. And we are TexasLending.com, and you should call all your veteran friends and say, go no further than TexasLending.com because we have the best rates for veterans. Just going to tell you now, you're not going to get a better VA rate than anywhere than here. VA, TexasLending.com. Go online and apply. Okay, so this person's a veteran. They want to buy a house. Can you go back to see what they don't really – how do I find out what my FICO score is? We have what we call a home purchase team. We have a home purchase team and a home refinance team. The home purchase people only work on home purchases. Every day, they're helping people get pre-approved and get loans closed on time. That's what they do. And they refer them to our home real estate team. So our home purchase team will refer them to our real estate company after you get pre-approved. So we're going to get you pre-approved. We're going to tell you what your FICO score is. The pre-approval is free. When you call us, other than your charges that your phone company is going to charge you, there's no charge to call us. There's no charge for us to answer the phone for you. There's no charge for us to take your application or get you pre-approved. That is all free, free, free. Call us now at TexasLending.com and get pre-approved and tell all your veteran friends. And Trust says we got to take a break.
We do.
Have all your veteran friends call us. You call us. Call us now. A live person will answer your phone call. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. We're going to come back. We're going to get to more of your questions in the lightning round, the final round, here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, and I'm going to make a rule. Here's the ruling. The ruling is when you ask a question and we get to it right away, you need to be listening.
Yeah.
Our friend here, the veteran, who we had just an amazing answer for.
We did.
Was listening to country music.
Is that a country song?
I believe
Neon
it is.
Moon?
Yes. And so I believe that they were listening to country. Now they say they're back and they want us to answer the question again. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to call our office and call one of our home purchase team. They're going to help you with your veteran loan. It's going to be a great, fun experience. Call us now, 972-387-4600. So that's the rule. Okay, Tress.
Bless your heart. Okay. I don't think this is a question. Oh, Somebody did a loan. Their loan was transferred to another company that they'd never heard of. They want to know why their loan was transferred to another company.
So they did a loan with another company, and then that loan was transferred to another company. So when you let's say you buy a car, from GM, right? And then you want to sell your car to somebody else. You can sell your car to somebody else. When someone does your loan, that loan is a product and it is a contract and it's on paper, and that contract can be sold to somebody else. And so some mortgage companies can get you the best deal out there. And a lot of companies are servicers. They service loans. They sell. By the way, most loans are sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Ginnie Mae. These are government-sponsored agencies. Right now, they are in conservatorship through the government. The government's still running these things 13 years after the financial bust. And so they most of the loans are owned by them, and the servicers are paid a stipend by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae to collect the money and forward it on to Fannie Mae. And so your loan can be serviced by anyone that has a servicing license, and the loan can be sold to anybody that has a servicing team. And so your mortgage company may have got you a really great deal and found the best servicer they could in order to service the loan for you. So that happens. Loans get sold sometimes 5 and 6 times. I've had a loan for 18 years, and it's probably been sold 6 times since we've had it. Different servicers are sold, pools of serviced loans, and they sell them all the time.
Yep. All right, next step. What are the requirements to do a cash-out refinance, i.e. credit, length of time in current home, et cetera?
What are the requirements? You need to have equity in your house. When you're closing your equity loan, the amount of liens in your home cannot exceed 80% of the value. So hopefully you just have one loan and one lien, and you refinance it and you get a cash out. So if you owe $100,000 and the home is worth $200,000, 80% of $200,000 is $160,000. Well, you owe $100,000. So your differential is $60,000. That's how much cash you can get out. Give yourself a $160,000 cash out loan. Credit, you're going to want to have a 680 score or higher for the best rates. You can get cash out refinances with score down to 620. However, your rates are going to get worse under 680. So length of time, you want to be in the home. Figure being in the home for 12 months is going to be your best option to get not have a bunch of problems in getting that cash out refinance done. And there can't have been a cash out done on that property in the last 12 months. So if there was a cash out refinance from the prior owner of the home, or if there was a cash out refinance by you on that home within the last 12 months, you cannot get a cash out refinance. There are other guidelines and requirements, but we are the cash out refinance experts in Texas, and we're TexasLending.com. So look no further than your cell phone or your whatever they call them now, your mobile phone, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply, TexasLending.com.
All right. 640 credit score, 3% down on a $500,000 home. House needs renovations. Appraisal will come in over $600,000. How do I make it work with a grant? Need pre-qualification letter. Large lender says they could do it, but I don't trust it.
They don't trust them. Need a pre-qual letter with a grant. What do you mean when a $500,000 home and you're going to get a grant? I don't understand. Okay. So the house needs renovations and they need a grant. Oh boy, there's all kinds of stuff in there. That is going to require an expert loan officer to deal with that. You also have a 640 score. So that's a lower score with renovations needed and a grant. And you're going to need a loan officer that's going to be able to do all that. I will text you after the show of who you should be calling for that. It's someone that's going to have to be a real expert on that thing to get it done for you. Is not just going to be able to call any loan officer to get all that stuff done. Okay, so appreciate that question. Trust.
All right. I have a 620 credit score, no debts, 3122 monthly income. Want to use my VA home loan, 100% disabled. How much can I get approved or afford? Want to buy in the Amarillo area.
Yeah.
They make $36,000 a year.
Yeah, VA. So that's good. So they get zero down. They're 100% disabled, so they're not going to have the VA funding fee. They make $36,000 a year, so $3,000. So they're going to be able to get themselves probably figure around $1,000 a month. They should be able to get pre-qualified, pretty simple. But VAs are different than FHAs. They can, if they don't have a lot of other debts, they might be able to buy more home. Figure yourself $150,000, $160,000, maybe $170,000 home they might be able to afford, because it's going to have zero PMI and zero down and a very low rate. Your biggest factor there that they're going to struggle with is their 620 score. That will impact your rate on VA. VA does pass along charges for lower credit scores. So you're, you know, where a lot of people could get a VA loan in the low twos, with their credit score, they might be looking the mid to upper twos on their interest rate. And so make sure you do check with TexasLending.com and our home purchase team. We can get you pre-approved there for that VA loan. Make sure you call us today, 972-387-4600. Tress.
That's it.
Oh, somebody, we got through all the questions?
Yeah, somebody said thanks for the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the person who got their loan transferred. That happens all the time. And we at TexasLending.com want to get you the best deal. Make sure you go online and apply. Listen, we have live loan officers this morning. We have a live person that will answer your call. If you call in now, we'll transfer you to a loan officer now. Start saving. Start getting that home purchase pre-approved. Do it this weekend before the school season starts and everything else, and your next work week starts. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Tress, enjoy your birthday parties.
Thank you.
Your cooking, your gardening, your travels.
Yes.
And your good luck with your husband.
Thank you.
All right. He works for us.
Yes.
But we'll see you all next week in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.